Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Bev, and happy Cinco de Mayo.
That's it.
I think the first time I ever heard the word marvelous was when it was uttered by an actress who's been married enough times to field her own baseball team. When I was young, the movie theater in the corner lot where we played baseball was a major form of entertainment in my hometown of 1,200 people at that time. You know, yet she made the word marvelous seem important, descriptive in nature, elegant in enunciation, rich in meaning. So I always thought marvelous was pretty cool. But I want to tell you about the morning the Lord allowed me to see it from a much better perspective. Yes.
Job 5, verse 9 in the Classic Amplified says, "What does great things and unsearched?" Who does? Let me start that again, honey. Who does great things and unsearchable, marvelous things without number? I think that's the way she said it. Marvelous.
Great things in the Hebrew is the word H1419, and it means great things in number and importance. When God does something, when he moves, he always shows himself mighty. He does amazing things, glorious things that only he can do. Marvelous and Strong's Concordance, it's the word H6381, and it means to be wonderful, surpassing, be extraordinary, separate by distinguished action, to be beyond one's power, to be different, to be difficult to do, to be difficult to understand. Surprising, or, well, perhaps not, Webster's Revised Unabridged Dictionary defines marvelous as exciting wonder or surprise, astonishing, wonderful, partaking of the character of a miracle or a supernatural power, incredible. Now get ready, because Job 5:9 in the Message Bible says, he does great things too marvelous to understand. He performs countless miracles. Wow.
We never thought of marvelous before we did this teaching as being all those things.
I know, it's amazing. We think it's significant that Job 5:9 is written to denote not only what he's, the great things he's done in the past, but continues to do great things. His miracles will never cease, and they're countless. This is an action verse, waiting for us to take a step of faith to activate God's miracle-working power in our lives. Make no mistake about it. God wants to do marvelous, miraculous things for you today, in this very moment. How do we manifest the marvelous miracles of God in our lives? Well, here are 7 keys. First, we praise him for what he's already done.
Psalm 98:1 says, "Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song, for he hath done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory."
We continually praise God for what he's done. When we do that, we prime the pump for a blessing flow by continually praising him, by singing a new song. But let's go a little deeper on this point. The scriptures we're about to share with you, well, they may cause a Holy Ghost explosion in your spirit. You might find yourself shouting, maybe even running around the room. But one thing's for sure, you will be praising God.
Hebrews 6:14 says, saying, "Surely blessing I will bless thee, and multiplying I will multiply thee." As I was reading that scripture, Harold and I, it really exploded in our spirits. So we decided to read it in several other translations. Hebrews 6:14 in the Message Bible says, he said, I promise that I'll bless you with everything I have. Bless and bless and bless.
That's a good scripture to personalize.
It is great.
He said, I promise that I'll bless Ray and Brenda with everything I have. Bless and bless and bless. Wow. God says, I'll bless you with everything I have. Now, that just sounds amazing. I wonder how many people are taking God up on that one right now. If for no other reason, doesn't that sound like a great reason to be praising him? We praise him. He blesses us. That's definitely a win-win situation.
That's true. Second, remember the marvelous deeds he has done. When something is repeated in Scripture two times, God wants to make sure that we're getting it. And in 1 Chronicles 16, verse 12 in the Classic Amplified, it says, earnestly remember the marvelous deeds which he has done, his miracles and the judgments he uttered as in Egypt. And then again in Psalm 105, verse 5, in the Psalms, Classic Amplified, it says, earnestly remember the marvelous deeds that he has done, his miracles and wonders, the judgments and the sentences which he pronounced upon his enemies as in Egypt. And by the way, in the King James Version, those two scriptures are totally identical. Third, declare his marvelous deeds. 1 Chronicles 16, verse 24 in the Classic Amplified literally says, declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous works among all peoples. And again in Psalm 96:3 in the Classic Amplified, it says, declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous works among all the people. God wanted to know that that's what we are to do. And again, in the King James, these two scriptures are totally identical.
Fourth, be a witness for his marvelous deeds. Psalm 91, Classic Amplified. I will praise you, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth, recount, and tell aloud all your marvelous works and wonderful deeds. Let me tell you how good God has been to me.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody needs to have something like this ready when the enemy attacks. That's when I came up with it. Here it goes.
It's a generic one.
Not
one that fit us necessarily, but it's a great one, and it could be
for anybody.
For anybody.
But make one for yourself.
That's
create your own.
That's what you need to do. Right.
Here it goes. Did I ever tell you about the time when I was a sinner going to hell and Jesus reached down and picked me up and planted my feet on the solid rock? Did I ever tell you about the time I lost my job and he provided a better job for me? Did I ever tell you about the time when there was no food in my house and Jesus had someone bring food to my door? Did I ever tell you about the time when my son, my daughter, was hooked on drugs and God set them free? Did I ever tell you about the time when I was driving down the interstate highway when my angel moved my car over to keep me from being a head-on accident? Did I ever tell you about the time when the doctor gave me a bad report, but Jesus healed my body? Did I ever tell you how good my God is to me? We strongly encourage you to develop and personalize your own Did I Ever Tell You confession. Fifth, sing of his marvelous deeds.
Psalm 98:1 in the Classic Amplified. Again, oh, sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have wrought salvation for him. Psalm 105, verse 2 in the Classic Amplified says, sing to him, sing praises to him. He likes singing.
Yes, he does.
Meditate on and talk of all his marvelous deeds and devoutly praise them. You know, when we go to church, there's praise and worship, right?
Yes.
Because he loves, hallelujah, the praises of his people.
Amen.
Six, he is doing marvelous things through your eyes. Galatians 3, verse 5 in the Classic Amplified says, then does he who supplies you with his marvelous Holy Spirit and work powerfully and miraculously among you do so on the grounds of your doing what the law demands, or because, hallelujah, of your believing in and adhering to and trusting in and relying on the message that you heard?
Amen.
We activate it.
That's it.
1 Peter 2, verse 9 in the Classic Amplified. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a dedicated nation, God's own purchased special people, that you may set forth the wonderful deeds and display the virtues and perfections of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Can anybody say hallelujah?
Hallelujah. Seventh, you activate his plan for the marvelous things. That is why he gave us the principle of seed time and harvest. Valerie from Monroe, North Carolina, left me a message how she sowed $5 and felt glad to make it $7. She was rejoicing because she just received a check for $500 from someone who never even remembers her at Christmas. Now that's marvelous, marvelous, darling.
Yes.
God counting, performing marvelous, countless miracles. A precious sister from Luigi, Georgia, called to say that her ex-husband, who was very abusive, helped her with money to heat the house and for gas. She told him it was a miracle because of her faithfulness and the prayers of our team with the Debt Free Army. Now that's marvelous, darling. Another exciting surprise and wonder of God. Julie from Cheyenne, Oklahoma, said her 28-year-old son had been in jail for the past 2 years with no communication between them because he was very angry with her. Last week, she received a card in the mail from him with a Bible verse. She believes God is answering prayers that have been prayed for her family, and she's so appreciative of the Debt Free Army team praying with her. Now, that's marvelous, darling. God doing great and unsearchable things.
Amen.
Here's the great news, the really marvelous news. God is wanting to perform countless miracles in your life, too. He is no respecter of persons. Hear his voice. Praise his name. So when he tells you to do so, where he tells you to, and how much he tells you to. Expect the supernatural manifestation of marvelous, miraculous things in your life. Now that's something marvelous that we can all shout about.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Well, today is Sunday.
That's it.
Tonight, Sunday Night Live,
that's
6 p.m. Eastern.
Please join us.
Teaching and make you shout. Hallelujah.
6 p.m.
Amen.
Eastern time.
If you've been blessed by the teaching, go to HaroldHerry.com. Click on the button that says sow a seed. Just sow what God tells you to sow. And by the way, we just sent out an email. And be looking for it. If you don't see it, check your spam box.
Folder.
Folder, mm-hmm. Yeah. And be looking for it. Well, till tonight at 6 p.m. Eastern and tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.